As we know, Padre Pio had a great sense of humor, in fact. But things can go too far. So where now is this boundary between a practical joke and something that is no longer a joke? Do stay tuned to find out from an example of Padre Pio. Hello friends, and welcome to this channel on Padre Pio and the life and times of Padre Pio. And here we have a series of short stories on his life. He was a Capuchin friar, a mystic. He was a tremendous miracle worker. So do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also to see what his intercession could do for you. We ask everyone to be part of our Padre Pio apostolate. It'd be tremendous if you'd help us by liking the video, by sharing the video with your friends and with your colleagues. And just a reminder that every Friday we have a mass which is dedicated to Padre Pio. In this mass, we bring your intentions to Padre Pio, and you just have to enroll your intentions, and you can see the video on the end screen how to do that. In this story, we've already said that Padre Pio had a tremendous, a very good sense of humor. But we'll see that he also put God first. Now, the story is given to us by a Professor Bruno Rabajotti, and he tells us the following. He says, one day there were two laymen, plus a religious from the San Giovanni Rotondo Monastery, and also a priest. They got together and they decided they're going to play a prank, a practical joke on Padre Pio, and it was done in rather bad taste. So the four of them got together and they persuaded another man. He was a youngish person, just 30 years old, and they persuaded him that he must pretend he was paralyzed. And then they all went together and waited in a room in the monastery, knowing that Padre Pio would be coming down shortly. And of course, they made out that they'd brought someone to him who needed curing, this paralytic man. But on Fridays, Padre Pio's sufferings were always more intense. Why Friday, we can ask? Well, it was a mystical closeness to our Lord. Of course, our Lord's suffering, main suffering, took place on Friday, on Good Friday. And so sometimes it happened that Padre Pio's agony was in fact so intense that he just could not make his way downstairs, even to celebrate Mass or to hear confessions. And this prank took place on such a Friday. And they called Padre Pio downstairs to that room where they waited for him. And Padre Pio, because of his sufferings, he only made it down there with considerable difficulty. When he arrived at the door, he looked in and he immediately saw the situation, this paralytic man. He understood what was going on immediately. And he came over to him and said, "You are pretending to be ill, but your real illness is in your soul. It has wounds that you cannot begin to imagine." And then said, "Do not play games with suffering. God does not want this. And in fact, the illness that you feigned will strike your family today. And you," he said, "brought this misfortune on yourself because you wanted the suffering." And then Padre Pio continued to look at him for a few moments, to stare at him. And then he turned around and he left. Well, you can imagine the impact this had on this young man, this paralytic young man. He was visibly completely shaken at these words of Padre Pio. And so he rushed home quickly. And when he arrived there, he learned that his brother had been hit by a car. His brother had been rushed to the hospital, to the emergency section, where the doctors examined him. And they discussed now what was going to be the future of this person. Their conclusion? They said the injuries were so severe that he would be paralyzed for life. Exactly as Padre Pio had said, and caused, as Padre Pio said, by this practical prank. And there was nothing they could do about it. Well, just 1 week later, on the Sunday, There was a conference that took place in the monastery. Padre Pio was present there. And after this, Padre Pio, once it was completed, he got up and he left. And he had to walk past a crowd, a large crowd on the way out. And he saw in the crowd the same paralytic young man, the false paralytic. And the young man came over to him and threw himself at Padre Pio's feet, pleading, "Have mercy on me, Father, for I have sinned. My brother was not the one who had sinned. Cure him and let God do with me as he wants." Padre Pio looked at him and responded, "It is not for me to grant you pardon. But go to the priest who went along with this charade and ask him, and you may be worthy of what you ask for, as you do deserve what happened to him." And then a week went by, and now Padre Pio was passing a line in the church that was waiting for confession, and there he noticed the same young man who's curled up in the corner praying intently. Padre Pio usually wouldn't stop for a situation like this, but he hesitated just for a moment, and then he went over to the young man, the young unfortunate man. He laid his hands on him and whispered something in his ear. And later on, it was discovered that the false paralytic's brother was indeed cured in some extraordinary way. Some sort of miracle took place. And the unfortunate joker, well, he became one of Padre Pio's most fervent spiritual sons. Well, imagine that, one's own brother paralyzed because of some silly practical prank. And then God does a twist to the whole prank, turns it around, we could say. It seems almost playing a far greater prank back on him, an earth-shattering one that leads to his complete repentance. Next time on this channel, we'll have another story about the life and the times of Padre Pio, and we do encourage you to join us for these talks. If you're not receiving reminders of our talks, then you have to be subscribed to our channel. And after subscribing, you have to click that reminder bell. And of course, another way, if you do enroll your Mass pre-intentions, then we'll send you reminders too.